Several investigations are underway into what prompted American Airlines to remove a blind Maine woman from a plane in Washington, D.C. and leave her in the terminal with her seeing eye dog. 61-year-old Sue Martin says she has yet to receive any explanation from American Airlines, but some guide dog advocacy groups suspect the airline may have wrongly concluded that her service dog was a pet. A.J. Higgins has more.
This is Quan. Quan, sit.
Good boy.
Near the living room fireplace of her Franklin home, Sue Martin introduces her guide dog that was trained at the Seeing Eye Incorporated in Morristown, New Jersey.
Juan is a 3-year-old male German Shepherd. I'm so pleased with this match. I really am. He's a good boy, yeah. He's a good boy.
Martin says that while Quan provides a lot of love and companionship, he's really on the job around the clock to service her eyes in and out of the house. On March 1st, Martin and her husband flew from Bangor with Quan on the first leg of their trip, landing at Reagan National Airport in Washington, D.C. But Martin says as they attempted to board for the second leg, they had trouble finding a seating area large enough that would allow Quan to lay down. She wound up falling, hurting her hip. Martin says when she asked the flight attendant to be assigned to a different seat, the attendant refused. Martin then asked if she could purchase a first-class ticket where there would be more floor room, but was again denied. The attendant, Martin says, explained that dogs could not fly in first class. Then a passenger in first class offered Martin his seat, and she accepted, much to the chagrin of an American Airlines supervisor who, Martin says, directed her off the plane. Once off the plane, Martin says she asked him why she, her husband, and Quan had been removed.
He said, the crew has decided that your presence on the plane is not safe and you have to leave. And I just stared at him. And he said, American Airlines knows all about emotional support animals. At which point I interrupted him and said, why are we talking about emotional support animals?
The couple took an $80 cab ride to a different airport and returned home on a United Airlines flight. Martin says she has yet to receive any explanation from American Airlines about the incident. The company issued a written statement to Maine Public Radio saying that it had apologized to Ms. Martin for her American Airlines experience and that it was investigating her allegations. The airline also said that service animals are welcomed on all flights, but some advocacy groups for the visually impaired and the service animal industry say the type of harassment alleged by Martin is becoming increasingly common as airlines cope with passengers who are trying to pass their pets off as service or emotional support animals. Janine Stanley of the New York-based Guide Dog Foundation for the Blind says Martin's case raises a lot of questions.
They considered her dog to be an emotional support dog when it wasn't. They did not honor her request to change her seating as the rule allows. There were just a series of mistakes that happened here. And I think, you know, maybe it's a culture within American Airlines. I don't know. I hope not.
And Robert Mann of R.W. Mann and Company in Port Washington, New York, which provides technical analysis on the airline industry, says that based on Martin's version of events, there must have been some confusion among the crew if they didn't recognize Quan as a legitimate service dog.
We even have the situation of a fellow passenger in a higher class of service with perhaps more room beneath the seat offering to accommodate a support animal, seeing-eyed dog in this case, which shows a lot of grace, in my opinion, and it certainly should have been considered by the crew.
Martin's complaint against American Airlines has been accepted by the U.S. Department of Transportation, and its investigation is just getting underway. In the meantime, Martin says she'd like the airline to reimburse her for the $80 cab fare. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm A.J. Higgins.